The Democratic Alliance is not surprised that Banyaza has finally now succumbed to pressure by the EFF, which had said a week ago that they will not support the budget if their demands were not met. And instead of meeting their demands in terms of just the budgetary improvements, Banyaza has gone further by also then giving Nkululeko Dunga a position in the cabinet, the same position that Eneru Kuruleni, the same ANC under Xhakaza, had removed Dunga's, stating incompetency and maladministration. And now we see that Dunga has now been made to be responsible for provincial purse. This also then goes further, and does Banyaza Lesufi has also then shown that he is actually then under pressure internally in his own political party, where you would have seen that the person that is the biggest opponent that he would be facing in the Congress for the chairpersonship of the ANC in Gauteng, Nomantu Ralo-Hoko Nkomo, has now also been removed as the MEC of a big portfolio in health, and now been moved to social development. And Maile now occupying the second biggest resource department, education, sports, arts and culture, which then tells you that, you know, Banyaza is also now trying to manage the upcoming provincial elections and the dynamics of their own internal elections in this manner that we are now seeing itself playing out in the cabinet reshuffle. We will continue to monitor what is happening. We will continue to then ensure that pressure is applied to then ensure that ultimately the people of Gauteng get the rents and cents worth of services that they're supposed to be getting, and no money is going towards political connected tenders that we would have seen happening in Ekuruleni, and recently now in Tswane has been revealed in the Matlanga Commission.